now. Whether it was Beethoven hitting the keys of a piano or the humming of a bird, music has been a part of this world and its culture for centuries. Music is everywhere. Don't believe me? Tomorrow when you take the bus to school, look around and count how many people you see listening to music. How many pairs of headphones? It's nearly everybody, right? Music is extremely powerful. It can make you think you're being chased by a shark. Or a simple whistle can make you feel hungry. But besides theme tunes and movie soundtracks, what else could music do? Well, a song can make you happy or sad, or even just make you think differently. But imagine if a single song could change things. Big things. Not just a thought, not even a life, but countries, history, and even the way we treat cancer. Could that happen? Well, it has. I'm Tyler Lewis, and I'll tell you how as we look at the songs that have changed history. The Civil Rights Movement. The Civil Rights Movement took place in the United States between 1954 and 1968. The goal of the movement was to enforce constitutional and legal rights of African Americans, but more than that, it has a higher ideal of ending racial discrimination. The most famous activists involved were Martin Luther King.
I have a dream. My poor little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
Rosa Parks.
The other passengers very reluctantly gave up their seats, but I refused to do so.
And Malcolm X.
I'll probably continue to use Malcolm X because, and I'll probably use it as long as the situation that produced it exists.
Before their influential rebellions took place, when Rosa Parks was 26 and Martin Luther King was just 10, Billie Holiday released Strange Fruit.
Southern trees bear strange fruit.
In 1939, this was the first song addressing racism and is the reason that the topic of discrimination was brought up and discussed more. It included lyrics such as
Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze.
It made clear the harsh reality of what was happening at the time, since people avoided the obvious oppression. Strange Fruit started the discussion of racism and discrimination, but one song initiated the protest and rebellion. It's also considered to be one of the most influential and famous songs of all time. I'm talking about Sam Cooke, A Change Is Gonna Come.
I was born by the river.
In 1963, Bob Dylan released Blowing in the Wind, and when Sam heard it, he took it upon himself to write this type of protest song. Why? Well, one night in Louisiana, Sam Cooke, his wife and entourage were denied a hotel room simply based on the colour of their skin. This incident is referenced through the line in the song.
I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around.
This song is believed to have influenced many white Americans, and after hearing it, some decided to actively support the move towards equality. But Sam wasn't around to see the impact, as he died months before its release. It is the anthem of the Civil Rights Movement, and artists such as Aretha Franklin, Otis Redding, and Patti LaBelle have all covered it. And when Obama was elected as president in 2008, he referred to the song in his acceptance speech.
The hope of a better day. It's been a long time coming, but tonight, because of what we did on this day, in this election, at this defining moment, change has come to America.
This song continues to influence the lives of many.
Say, kids, what time is it?
This next one has nothing to do with civil rights, but is about the oppression of a particular group of individuals. The Howdy Doody show aired between 1947 and 1960 on NBC, and was the first coloured show ever. Its main characters were actually puppets, and its theme is what really made an impact. But what effect could this really have on society? America during the 1960s had no tolerance towards the LGBT community, and the police could raid a bar if they thought gay people were present, or even if people of the same sex were seen dancing together. In 1969, the Stonewall Inn, which was a gay bar in New York, was raided. Instead of dispersing when the police arrived, more members of the LGBT community showed up and started throwing bottles and burning bins. At this point, the riot police were called. That's when the confronted customers from the bar started chanting a song. It was the Howdy Doody theme, but with a twist. The police eventually attacked the singers. This event inspired the formation of more LGBT groups, and a year after, in 1970, the first Pride Parade was held in commemoration of the event. The Howdy Doody theme was responsible for the initial creation of Pride and everything it stands for, and without this event happening, who knows what sort of progress would have been made in the gay rights movement. Now, let's talk about how Panama changed Panama. In 1984, David Lee Roth released Panama. This song was written after he was scrutinised for only writing songs about sex, partying, and cars. David found this particular comment comical, since he had never written a song about cars, so he took it upon himself to write Panama. No, it's not about the country, but it's about the car he saw in Las Vegas named the Panama Express. This became one of Van Halen's most famous anthems. 5 years later, the US decided to invade Panama. This invasion was named Operation Just Cause. They planned to capture Manuel Noriega, a Panamanian politician who was caught drug trafficking in the US. They named that plan Operation Nifty Package. When Manuel found out, he sought sanctuary in the Vatican Embassy. When he hid, a psychological warfare playlist was made. This was a form of mental torture where a few songs are played at full volume on repeat. Speakers were placed outside of the embassy and they blasted Van Halen's Panama on full volume on heavy rotation. After 10 days, the Vatican ambassador broke first and told Noriega to pack his bags and leave. He was finally imprisoned and served a sentence in the US until September 2007. He was then extradited to France and served a 7-year sentence there for money laundering. After being diagnosed with a brain tumour in 2017 and undergoing surgery, he suffered complications and died 2 months later. That one song written by David Lee Roth had an incredible effect on Panama and caused the successful imprisonment of Manuel Noriega. In 1990, the Australian rock band AC/DC released Thunderstruck. A rock classic, a stadium anthem, and believe it or not, a treatment for cancer. Chemotherapy is the main treatment method for cancer. It consists of particles being coated in plasma, and then those particles are used to attack cancer cells. By using the standard method of coating, one side is always less coated, meaning the cancer treatment isn't as effective. Well, in 2016, the University of South Australia conducted an experiment since they wanted to find a way to coat the particles more evenly. They blasted metal music while preparing the chemo drug. More specifically, they blasted Thunderstruck. The song's bass increased the vibration rate of the particles, and this made them bounce around more, which gave them a more even coating. This made the treatment a lot more effective and resulted in a slower release of the drug, meaning it was able to fight the cancer for longer. I bet they didn't anticipate that their song would have as big an impact as it has, but nevertheless, it changed medicine. I don't personally think one song has changed my life. Music isn't just a bunch of notes or chords. As a French composer perfectly put it, music is the silence between the notes. Music has impacted and will continue to impact people. The question really is, what is the next song that will unexpectedly change the world?